after losing four straight and playing as poorly as you guys did today, does it take a miracle to salvage the season?
I don't think it takes a miracle, but it's going to take a lot of effort. You know, it's going to take a lot more than what we've been doing. And, you know, that's just it. We haven't done enough. We're definitely not where we should be right now. And, you know, I take that on my own shoulders. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to this offense, I'm responsible for it. And I've got to make sure that we're getting going and we're not.
You know, how much more difficult was it that you didn't have Decker and David was probably not 100%?
You know, we expect those guys to be out there, but we understand that it's a tough game. They were hurt and, you know, they gave everything they had, you know, to be able to get out there. You know, David actually played. I know Decker practiced a bunch with us this week. He tried his best to get out there, but when it's time for other guys to step up, that, you know, they've got to step up. And the quarterback, you know, it's my job to make sure that I'm pinpoint accurate with every single throw, and my reads are spot on to kind of, you know, take care of some of the mishaps that those guys may have from not having enough reps. But, you know, like I said, today I didn't do a good enough job, and I put that completely on myself.
You know, you just kind of alluded to it, but what in particular did you not like about
Shabazz? Man, we couldn't get going. You know, I couldn't, you know, get us any completions early, you know, get that rhythm. You know, we done a pretty good job, you know, up to this point in starting games, but we didn't start well. So, you know, it just comes down to getting those completions, man, runs and completions, and we didn't have enough today.
You know, is it shocking to you guys? Right,
yes. Yes.
You know, how deflating was it after Adams got the pick, you know, get a turnover, get the ball back, and you really only had that one play to enjoy that before?
Yeah, man, you know, that's tough. It's tough. It's just a part of, you know, what we've been doing. I think that, you know, is a perfect example of what we've been up until this point. Had our, you know, positive stretches, and then had, you know, a silly mistake that has shot ourselves in the foot, and, you know, that happened. We understand that those things happen. We got to get past them and motor through them, but it's definitely tough to have that in that situation.
Jim, you and Mike chatted a little bit on the sideline right before you went in. What were you guys talking about there?
You know, just talking about what I've been seeing up until that point, you know, the coverages they've been throwing at me, the way that they've been, you know, trying to attack our protections, and, you know, that was pretty much it.
Couple more.
So when you were at the end of the half, you were walking off the field to go to the locker room, did you still think, like, okay, second half, we'll figure out how to get this done?
Yeah, always. You know, that's always your mindset. And then, you know, obviously I got the news, but, you know, I didn't you know, hang my head or anything. You know, I was in support of Mike, you know, supporting my teammates, trying to get them going, and just doing my best to, you know, be enthusiastic on the sideline and, you know, keep guys' spirits up. Rex did, and then, you know, Marty came over. And
everybody good?
Do you think
this is the last one?
The halftime benching, when this exact same thing happened last year against Miami, came back the next week and started, do you think that being benched at halftime, that game sparked you?
What did it spark me? I guess you can say it did, because obviously I don't intend to be pulled from any games, but it just makes you you know, look at yourself a little bit harder, man. That's what it's about. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out a way to get better and to make sure that I'm doing my part, because you know, every guy's got to do his job, and it starts with me doing my job. So when it comes down to that, when I go out there next week, or whenever I do go out there, I'm going to make sure that I'm on top of it.